This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. French Montana with Unforgettable with Sway Lee. Look at this guy. Hey, Morgan. It's December. Time for us to get into the festive season, holiday spirit. I thought we'd catch up with a dude I haven't seen for a while. When last did I see you, man?
Jeepers. It was a corporate at Sensor Convention Center.
Jesus, that's ages ago.
Yeah, we had a chat just before the gig.
Morgan Beatbox. You don't even have a surname anymore. You're just Morgan Beatbox. Yeah, Look at you.
People think my mom's surname is Beatbox.
I know. Wouldn't that be great? So how are you, man? How's the career going? You seem to have taken fire.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things have happened. But right now, I'm the busiest human on earth, I would say.
Yes, it's
silly season.
Gigs. And first of all, you get the corporate gigs, right? They want you for that because suddenly they've caught on that. Yeah, beatboxing is actually quite cool. It would be nice if we had that rather than just the band that does covers. So they get you in to do that for the corporates. Then you have to go on this tour around the country and they hire you at, they pay you to come to clubs and to parties and to festivals and to gigs and whatever. And then you get the microphone and you do your thing and people go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, on top of that.
It's great. You don't have to carry around a whole bunch of equipment.
That's the thing.
Don't you laugh at these DJs and these bands? They have to unpack a truck.
I do many gigs with bands, and they do a whole sound check that takes like an hour, and I step in and do 1 minute sound check.
But it's great that you have this instrument that, I mean, it's amazing for me to see. And to hear you create those sounds with your mouth, it makes my mouth feel like a leper. Like it's not as good.
First time I've heard that.
Well, don't you think? Is this a skill that you obviously improve on it?
Yes.
All the time. You're practicing. I mean, you must look like a complete idiot sometimes. You know, practicing, looking in the mirror or standing in a room.
And, in public. I get caught all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. Thing is, people ask me, how do you beatbox? And I ask the question, how do you not beatbox? Because for me, it's natural. It's the way I was born.
Yeah.
So,
when did the stuff start?
Grade 11. So I was, 16 years old? I was that white boy in school. Picture 8 Mile, guys rapping.
Okay. That was around the time it came out, right?
There was a guy beatboxing, and I was like, hold, I think I can do it a bit better. And
you damn well could.
The birth of Morgan Beatbox, yeah.
So what were the first, what's the proto sound? What's the kind of the first sound you learned to make?
You know when you're angry with taxis on the road, you do that?
Yeah.
So that was my snare in the beginning. It was boom. I'm doing it a bit better now.
Okay.
For me, it's hard to beatbox not good.
Yeah, of course, because now you're practicing all the time and you're working
exactly.
All the time.
Exactly. When someone asked me how did I sound in the beginning, it's hard. And then I moved on to the tongue snare. That's using my tongue. And then the lip snare, which is where I am at now.
It's almost like a fart.
I just need to spit
again
or something.
Is it sucking or is it blowing?
It's out.
It's out.
But now I use the lips, which is a lot more crisp, a lot nicer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you look at a drum.
What?
You look at
I'm
a drum kit.
Impressed.
You've got all the different drums in a drum kit. Can you make all those sounds?
Yeah. So what I actually did in the matric.
Let's go through them all. Do 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 do.
Yes. Yeah. I'd go to the store and I would record a bass kick. Your hi hats. Open. Crash. Your toms. Rim shot. Put it all together.
Stop it right now. I will never get sick of seeing you do that, and I will never get sick of hearing you do that. And when you hear a song, are you breaking it down in your head?
Yes, I am.
Are you now mentally so tuned into this stuff that you can actually figure it out without having to write down what you're hearing?
Exactly that.
Because a drummer doesn't think as much as they feel, right?
Yes, exactly that. I listen to music and break down the sounds. Bass lines are my favorite. So I like following bass lines, and I do this bass line. So I would listen to a song and copy the bass line, but in my robotic voice.
Yeah.
Trying to make it sound better.
Does it hurt you? Wait, what's the most difficult sound to make?
I would say the door opening. Because it's going in, and it's really hard on your vocal cords.
Yeah.
You can also do it with the beat. So I'm going in.
What is this?
So what instruments have you figured out? Because you've made your own instruments.
Sure, yeah.
You've created your own sounds like you just did with a door opening.
Exactly.
That's not a sound that a band incorporates into their music.
At all.
So what other sounds, what are your unique trademark patent Morgan Beatbox sounds?
I think I'm known as the one beatbox that can layer sounds on top of each other.
Bring it on.
We're talking like your drum pattern. your tap dancer.
You managed. Did you hear that?
You laughed.
You laughed
as
well.
Yeah.
How did you put all those together? Because my mouth can only do the one thing at the one time, and sometimes it even doesn't get that right.
Well, it's I don't. You see, I can't explain this to people. It's. I'm going to try to explain it simply.
That wasn't Morgan, by the way. Was
yeah, that was me being
mic.
An idiot.
Yeah,
so no.
I don't do those sounds. That's how I sounded when I started.
There we go.
Using the front of your mouth to do all your drums. You can even hear me breathing. Mm-hmm. Now you use that voice, your vocal cords, to go or so I don't know. I can't explain
okay.
it.
You're just using different places to yeah. generate different noises, and you can, you are able uniquely. I mean, there can't be a lot of people in the world who can do it like you do to put them all to work at the same time. But yeah. what's hard here is that the beat that you're providing with those drum sounds in the front of your mouth, you keep that going, and that can get tiring.
Yeah,
I mean, if you just think about drumming, it's hard enough to just go
yeah
on time. Mm-hmm. Right, that's why a good drummer is so hard to find.
Definitely.
And why drummers mustn't be underestimated in bands. But when you're doing that and you're making the other sounds that you're making
over and above,
isn't it tiring?
Getting physically tired.
Yeah,
it's a lot in the brain. It's very psychological. Think about it. The drum pattern. I'll even change the drum pattern up. Did you see the second yeah. snare is late? Now I need to remember that while going. Check this out. So I'm concentrating on that off snare. As well as the rhythm.
So you can trip yourself up.
You can.
Are you able to disguise that? Because a lot of drummers that are playing in a band, they play like a 2-hour set or whatever, they will sometimes hide the bad by just da-da-da-da.
Sure.
And pretend that was all meant yeah, to be. You know, yeah. It's kind of what they intended.
It's what we do. I just do a snare build up when I run out of breath or something.
Can you record this stuff and actually put an album together and
I've done this.
I know you have. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work. I mean, I'm going to ask a question. If you heard it and didn't see it, would you believe it? If I was, let's say, doing 5, 6, 7 sounds, you wouldn't, right?
You need to actually be up there on the microphone in front of me for me to be impressed by
exactly.
your talent, which kind of limits you in some ways, right? Does this frustrate you?
It does, because I can't really get out there in terms of physical content in someone's hand. You have to come and watch my show.
It's not totally scalable.
Yeah, exactly.
You could do as many gigs as you'd like, but you have to physically be present.
Yeah, I have to be there. Yeah. I'm focusing mainly on live shows. I don't really do much recordings, at-home recordings.
How big can the audience get before they can't see you well enough to know that it's happening, for real?
I mean, I did Joburg Day 2 years ago, 35,000 people, and I mean, it went down well. I mean, as long as they've got the screens, people can see that it's a guy with a mic. You know, if there was no screens, the people at the back would probably just think, oh, it's an electronic band going on.
Yeah.
So it's a really hard question, Gareth.
Are you? Yeah, well, I mean, these are the things that you have to consider as a business question. You know, it's kind
sure.
of, if I make it 12,000 people, is it still going to have the effect that it would on a room of 600 people?
No. Definitely.
And what would you be able to charge them? That kind of thing.
So I change my sets. For a crowd of more than, say, 5,000 people, I do more dancey stuff. You know,
Careful, you're getting Amanda into East Rand
already
mode.
Pumped up.
Amanda was about to start doing all her East Rand moves.
Skitting.
Yeah.
And and a smaller crowd, I do more intricate stuff. I then also touch into comedy, which is quite cool.
Yeah. I mean, you've done this too, which has also given you longevity in your career. Not that your career is old or that it's been around too long.
But I don't know, Gareth.
No, it hasn't, dude. I mean, come on. You started this how many years ago?
Well, 16. I'm 26 now. 10 years ago, so professionally, about 6-7 years, as you mentioned.
It's terrific.
Yeah,
so
but
there's nothing wrong with that. You keep reinventing and adding layers to
yeah.
it. Not just the sound layers, but you're saying comedy. You have a little bit of fun with people.
Sure.
You can replicate sounds that they might know, and they
yeah.
go, "Oh, wow!" Because it's really, in a way, it's mimicry as well, right?
Yeah, it is. So I mean, I do when I've got a slightly older crowd, I go guess the TV show. Did it? 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 you know, Knight Rider.
Right.
So like you said, it's also relating, letting people relate with you, because also people look at me and go, beatboxer, hip hop, gangsterism. And then I go, cool, let's do something from the '80s. And right there, I've got all the over 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds on my side. So yeah, it's being able to let people relate to what you're doing, you know, so it's not only for hip hop lovers. Or
do people force you to do this when you're at, like, family and and friends things? Does that drive you crazy?
It drives me up.
Because this is now your way to earn money. The last thing you want to do, it's like when a comic gets asked to make everybody laugh at the Christmas table. It's fucking annoying, right?
Really, it is, It is. And then I normally ask that person what they do for a living, and they're normally a car salesman or something, and I go, cool, can you sell my car? Right here at the Braai. I got all the specs.
But they must be proud of you, your family. I mean, this is a hell of a career that you've cut out for yourself.
Very supportive. Every one of my family members are supportive. They try and attend as many of the commercial shows that I have that they can. So I've got the most supportive family. I can say that straight up.
What are your favorite gigs to do?
Comedy gigs. There's a gig on a Sunday night called The Box. It's hosted by the Goliath and Goliath.
Oh, yeah?
I love that gig. Underground comedy. It literally is underground if you haven't been to the Pop Art Theater. And you can literally... You can say whatever you want. It's where comics try their new material. And I just love that underground, that organicness of it.
And that's where the unpolished stuff will happen, right?
Yeah.
Now, how do you get up there and try untested material? How does untested material with you sound? Is it a new instrument? Is it a new
beat?
Is it a new riff? A new kind of bass line?
Yeah, it'll be a new beat. So it's normally what I'm feeling on the day. So I go through days where I'm like in a hip-hop mood or a dubstep mood or a housey mood.
Yeah, what are you listening to?
Everything. Except that, you know, that Fuck My Mother rock? I don't like that
yeah,
rock.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
But I mean, I do Seven Nations in my set, which is light rock.
What is, for you, the kind of breakthrough bass line of this year? If you think about 2017's music, because there's so many songs that we keep thinking of and that I have in my head right now when I think of 2017. And a lot of them are unfortunately Bieber. Because he released like 200 collaborations this year or something.
Yeah.
Songs like Feels with Calvin Harris.
Despacito.
Despacito, again, Bieber. But I'm curious to know, from the point of view of someone who analyzes these songs, even if it's creatively, not mathematically, and you're putting together great bass lines and great sounds for yourself, what kind of sound do you think has stuck out for you? Is there anything new in 2017?
Definitely. I mean, I don't know if you've done much clubbing lately, but lately when I've been clubbing, the music that I've been noticing in clubs is the big build-ups with the heavy... It's like kind of like a garage UK bass.
Do you know what he means, Amanda?
There's only one way to explain it.
Funny enough, I knew you were going to say like something like that, because when I was at H2O, we were dancing on the same dance floor.
We were?
And you were like, just a bit in front of me. So I knew you were going to say
that. Oh my God. Would you freak out a little bit? Because he's a bit of a celebrity, this guy.
We were all skitting our biscuits. There was no time to.
Skitting our biscuits.
Being skitted. Yeah.
There was no time to chit chat, be a fan. The music was good.
Yeah, we got
to
change our shoes.
Did you not even
hour.
Give him like a nod? Hey, Morgan, I recognize you, you know.
No, I was in the zone.
Can you imagine how many tequilas I had in my body at that point in time?
Well done, dude. Yeah. Good for you. You haven't stopped that.
No, I haven't stopped
You haven't become one of those people who suddenly feels wrecked with guilt over of the fun you're having.
Look, I drink a lot less.
Okay.
But I still can drink.
Yeah.
I still enjoy my tequila.
Do you find that your beatboxing suffers when you drink too much?
My friends tell me that I sound better when I'm drunk. My problem is that they're drunk as well.
And they can't really hear well.
Yeah. Exactly. So exactly. I need to ask a sober person to listen to me when I'm drunk. And maybe it'll sound
You've seen him perform a couple of times, right?
I have. I went to Wonderland like a few years ago when I was little.
What's Wonderland?
And you were looping. So you would like make the sound and then loop it and then make another one. So it was pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, the looping side of things.
That's pretty
cool. It's a whole other conversation.
Are you particular about what microphone you use?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got an Audix.
Because certain microphones don't pick up all the sound.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like Sennheiser. I don't like AKG. I like Audix. I've got an Audix. And your standard shows are nice.
Okay.
So I'm not really extremely particular about it. But I won't use a studio mic. I won't use a condenser mic like the one I'm speaking into now.
These are difficult because they're meant to pick up speaking voice.
When you guys have seen me perform, I cup the mic with my hand. Mm. It's called a neodymium effect or something like that, which basically allows the sound If you look at my hand, it's, I'm only allowing 20% of the mic.
It allows the sound to pool a little bit.
Yes, and I'm blocking the rest off.
Right.
So that
and also, you know,
is that why about, they do it?
But think about why. Think about why he's expelling a lot of air, and that can obviously raise the level.
Yeah.
Sometimes unnaturally, so you're hearing, for example, which distorts slightly.
Yeah.
And then when you're pulling sound in, you can hardly hear it.
Yeah. Well, I breathe in my beatbox.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, is out, is in. So I'm breathing. I'm going. You see what I'm saying?
No breath goes wasted.
No breath goes wasted. Yeah.
I thought it was like a swagger thing. Like, yo, I'm so cool. I'm going to hold my mic this way.
No.
Sorry.
Who are the big superstars internationally in beatboxing? Because there must be one or two people you look up to.
Yeah, definitely. There's a British guy, Reeps One. Love Reeps One. Love him. He is the best beatboxer. You know, when people look at me and go, it's so amazing. How do you do that? I can't believe it. That's how I look at him. So you can imagine the level he's at. He's double me.
Jeez.
Like, people are amazed with me. I'm amazed with him.
Have you learned things just from watching him?
Yeah. There's a routine I love that he does that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to hear it?
Yeah, go.
It goes like...
Damn!
I learned that off him.
It's really impressive.
I use that when I battle.
When you started in this, though,
yeah,
people didn't take it seriously.
Not at all.
And they didn't know what it was. They were like, it's a performance, but it's gimmicky. We're not really sure where to put it. It's music, but it isn't. Now I think they're taking it a lot more seriously. Now people go, oh, beatboxing, right.
Yeah.
That is actually music.
Yeah.
And it's not only just music. It's music that very few people can do.
Yeah.
And it's very specialized. And the people who are good shine. And the people in the middle kind of always fall.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly
it. You have one bad experience. If you have one bad beatboxing
gig,
it'll kill you.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
You say you're a beatboxer. Oh, look, he failed so horribly in front of 1,000 people.
Sure.
He's not a beatboxer.
And it is easy for that to happen, eh? It's easy.
You could
have a shitty sound system.
Yeah.
A shitty engineer. And your beatboxing would sound terrible. And then you're off. Like you said, beatboxing is a very niche thing. There's only very few people that do it, which sometimes makes me wonder, is that why it's so popular?
Yeah.
Is because it's so niche.
But people love it, right?
I mean, it's not popular. Let me use a different
way. They stand there. I've seen them watching you.
Yeah.
They stand there and look at you like with awe.
Yeah.
It's quite something.
It's because it's so niche. It's something you don't see every day or every week or even every month. There's some people that I've performed in front of that it was their first time in their life seeing beatboxing. That's how niche it is.
What are the gigs coming up? Where can people see you? Because this is you're not here for your health. Come on.
Nah. Next week, Tuesday.
Let's promote the hell out of this.
I'm on the that Rugby Players Choice Awards.
Oh yeah.
Tuesday night, Supersport 1.
Oh yeah, I'll get to that. Yeah,
Ben's going.
I'll be there. We got a very cool performance that it's a lot of collaborations with Rubber Duck.
Oh, they're cool.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Ben, besides Morgan, it'll probably be boring, right?
Is that
one of the better ones?
No, like, look, it's a different take on the whole rugby awards thing. It's a bit more progressive this time around, and fans are involved, and it's going to be a lot more interesting. Because usually it's like a goalie sko spell with like confetti
my
and stuff. The fact that Morgan's going to be there too, it'll be much better.
We've spiced it up big time.
Okay. It'll be much better.
So yeah, that's where I'll be. And then I'm going to be in Cape Town from the 19th to the 24th performing at Cape Town Comedy Club. I'm doing a 6-night run.
Sure.
So if there's any Cape Townians listening, anyone going to Cape Town,
go and watch him there.
Yeah.
It's terrific. And now you've been in since we last spoke, you've been in the US.
Yep.
You've been in Europe.
Yeah.
You've been in what? Thailand?
Mm.
Botswana, Zim?
Yeah, Zim. I did the Philippines. So I've been doing small tours here and there, nothing big.
And are people in those countries as tuned in to beatboxing?
This is an interesting story, is that when I got to Germany and I did my first gig, it was a complete fail. Not a complete fail, but there was a communication barrier.
Because of the language.
Yeah, and then I was actually clubbing in Germany and I realized the music they like, which is a kind of a techno, melodic.
They haven't moved since the 90s.
Haven't moved.
No.
So the gigs that I was doing there was based on...
No. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Love it.
And then I did well.
That's good.
And then I did well in German.
That is so good, dude.
It's about adapting, right?
Yeah. So the Germans like that.
Yeah, they love the techno. They
and
love
the Americans, anything in particular that stood out there?
Well, in America, I was performing at the jazz clubs. I tried the comedy clubs and it's just too clicky.
How did the jazz clubs go down?
Well, I was just doing very percussive stuff. Like very percussive stuff. I was beatboxing. The one band told their drummer to put the sticks down, and I did the drums for a whole track. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Shit, this is cool.
Yeah, Georgia Brown was there, quite a famous American jazz singer.
Yes.
Yeah, she was there. So yeah, she bought me a shot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
See, alcohol brings people together.
Damn straight.
Oh, maybe also if you're super super talented as well.
Oh, it helps.
That's
it helps.
It could help.
All right. Are you settling down anytime soon?
Nah, not anytime soon.
Single?
Yeah, single.
You must get loads of action, dude.
You know the thing is, the girls...
Beatboxing with action. Can you imagine what this guy could do with his mouth?
Every girl thinks the same thing.
I was thinking that too.
Right.
But I didn't want to say it.
Yeah?
And now I say it in my shows. I go, ladies, please get your minds out the gutter. It's not that kind of show. Yes. If it was, I think I'd call it the Morgasm. I don't know.
The Morgasm.
I'm working on that. Yeah. So yeah.
All right, but you're still having fun. You're still getting out there. Who of the bands that you're collaborating with are friends of yours? You know the Rubber Duck guys.
Yeah,
you've performed with the Parlatones. You've done all kinds of stuff. So who are the ones you get along with when you see them on tour? You're like, hey,
Parlatones is one of them. Love the boys and Rubber Duck. I've worked with many bands. The Rocketeers. It's mainly the corporates where the client would go. So after your show, do you think you could do a drum battle with this drummer from, let's say, Prime Circle?
Oh, that's cool.
I've battled the drummer from Prime Circle. It's quite fun, yeah.
He's a very hardcore dude.
I forgot his name, Bold Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, battling drummers is my thing. If I'm trying to take over their jobs.
Well, listen, all the best to you. It's always good to have you in here. I'm sorry it's taken us so long to talk to you.
Not a problem.
But you want to play us out with something quickly?
Cool.
Let's do this, everybody. Morgan Beatbox. And we can find you on social media.
Yeah, Morgan Beatbox everywhere. So it's
everywhere.
Literally Twitter, Instagram.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Go crazy.
Who's there? Morgan Beatbox. CliffCentral.com.
Beautiful. Love it. Thank you, dude.
Thank you.
Awesome.
This is CliffCentral.com.